When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman on the ones and twos. We're Old School coming at you live, 1040 O Street. I always say the Mecca Sports Radio located here in Lincoln. Quick story time before we get into some other stuff. Austin, the longest flight. So we were playing. First of all, we had the San Francisco game. Got whooped. We're out the playoffs, but now we got to go play the Dolphins. And I think Rob Johnson was hurt, and so Alex Van Pelt had came in at times and played well. So he was kind of like a good locker room guy. You know, Alex is a guy that, you know, doesn't fit the NFL body, but, you know, he'd sit and, you know, he'd meet guys out, get some wings and beers. He's a guy's guy. So we were excited for him to get a start last game of the season down in Miami. My man commenced to pull his hamstring in warm-ups. So you got to think.
Miami Heat cramping or something?
I don't know what it was. I was like, oh, we in some trouble. Because, you know, when Tom Donahoe was the GM and Greg, you know, they weren't going to go pick up a quarterback for the last game. So it's either Alex Van Pelt, and we had a name. I think his guy's name is either Josh Brown. We picked him up from, like, Seattle on the practice squad. Good guy, but, you know, it's not NFL talent. He's starting. When I tell you, here's who they had. Here's who Miami had on defense: Jason Taylor, Tim Bowens, his name was Gardner, and I think the other defensive end was either Trace Armstrong, and then they had another kind of like a rotational guy. Then they had Zach Thomas and all those guys. They had Brock Marion, Sam Madison. I mean, it was like
Izzo,
you know, all them
special dudes.
Yeah, Izzo was, you know, special teams. And Brock Marion had a pick six and stuff like that. So it's in my contract year. So my agent was like, you know, you had his goals, and he's like, all right, this is what you, if you get this, this is what the guy last year got, and, you know, it might be 10% or what, up or whatever it is. So he was like, you got to get a, you know, shoot for 106 tackles. I'm already at 100, you know. So they had a running back named Lamar Smith, and they got him from Seattle. And he was probably one of the toughest guys I had to tackle, just because I'm 6'2 and a half, 6'3. He was just short and had just a really good balance. And it took me, I just never could get a clean hit on him. You know what I'm saying? Even when I tackled him, it just didn't feel right. So they, you know, they're going to come out running that thing, all this. And so, you know, I clean up six quick. So I'm like, cool, I'm good, right? And so the game's over, and, you know, you always want to make sure you want to put good tape on there. You know, because back then they'd be like, oh, you know, they're going to see who doesn't play hard. That's BS. They're paying dudes as lazy anyways, but, you know, I'm going to keep playing. So I'm on the right side. I know I've said this. I'm on the right side of the defense, and I'm playing, like, weak side linebacker because they moved over. They ran a toss sweep to the other side. So they went from the boundary side, toss sweep to the other side. So I go, and defensive end loses edge. Outside linebacker loses edge. Pat Williams just decided to stop, right? Because I'm running, he gets in the way. So I got to loop around. So I'm like, all right, man, I got to get over here and do something. So he gets up the side. He gets up the sideline. I'm running. And so I'm running, like, he's running straight, I'm running. And so I tried to, like, I was trying to get him down and then kind of, I call it alligator, like, and, like, thrust his head into the ground, right? That's, you know, just kind of alligator him down. Well, he hit me with a stiff arm because he was waiting on me, stiff arm. So you got to, first, the best way to get through a stiff arm is either slap it down or run right through it. Because they expect, because if they jolt you hard enough, you stop, they go. So I had to kind of grasp again and get him. And then I went to get him and missed. I still had it with the left hand, missed him with the right. When I say he dragged your boy, it looked like he dragged me for like, it seemed like 30 yards when I was doing it. It was probably like four.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
Until I could like tumble on the ground and get up there. Nobody else was doing this. I'm the only dummy that decided to show effort, right? So I had to get him down. Okay. Miami kicked our butt, right? I had a decent game, or if you want to, I call it whipped cream on horse doo-doo. If you have a good game and you get your butt kicked. But, I mean, I played hard.
Whipped cream, yeah.
The only play that they play is that one.
No.
Yeah. So all my boys at back home, I had a Nextel phone. We had to you could chirp each other. So I had my Nextel phone. And I'm like, all right, cool. I got through the season, contract year, healthy, you know, did well, see what we can do. When I tell you I had 16 messages, multiple messages.
Yeah, all of them laughing.
Yeah. Hey, what happened, man? I saw you. Yo, you bleep. You okay? You okay? Right? Then I had my boy Brad, who I ain't heard from in a while. He friend of my cousin. Yo, this is Brad. Yo, OV told me what happened. We seen it, man. I seen it on ESPN. Yo, what's up? Click, hit me back. Delete, 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 delete. I was so hot. So then we get on the plane. I'm pissed, right? Just because.
Your boy's not your boy anymore.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed, right? I'm mad we just got destroyed. So we get up there and, you know, some of the veterans, you know, they got us some of those like little shooters and they get, you know, we always had hamburgers and stuff. So we'd be in the back. And so it's a 5-hour flight up to Buffalo. So me and my best friend from NFL named Sean Bryson, we're sitting there and we sitting next to each other. And it was like looking up the aisle, and it was Tom Donahoe, Greg Williams, and Jerry Gray. And it was like, you know, when they're at first class, that, you know, like when they, the way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or the stewardess come, is you could see the light. And that light was on Tom Donahoe. Like, he was like you know when they get on stage and you come out and Celine Dion is like singing, is on her. It was on him. And Sean was like, hey, dog, what you think he's thinking? I said, listen, I know what he's thinking. He's been thinking this for 6 weeks. He looking at who's sleeping. Because I'm going to tell you what really made him mad.
Delete, delete, delete.
here's what really made him mad. There were some guys, younger guys like Reggie Jermaine and all that. They was clowning because they was drinking and they was loud. You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, I was a veteran. I knew not to do that, right? But these dudes ain't know no different. So if he had a gun, he plucking us all off right now. I'm cutting you. I'm trading you. I don't want to ever see you again. And then what he did, here's what he did. Here's what the funny thing was. So you could tell he was mad, right? He started walking back like from down there. So you go first class business, you know, because we got a charter flight. He got to us. You know what your boy did, right? Sleep.
Got to fake it.
Yeah. Sleep.
Fake it.
Yeah. Sleep. Didn't sleep a wink.
Can't cut me while I'm asleep.
Yeah. He ain't going to cut me. But I ain't want him to be looking at me crazy because he came back there like trying to check people. You know, so that's the little story time, man.
It was, you can't give me while I'm asleep, bro. That's all I know.
Yeah, he was cutting cats. Cats didn't have no chance to come back. So, anyways, wanted to dive into a little bit. Now we got it here is a little Husker news as a big O-line recruit that came in. I don't know when he came in. Was, according to On3 or Rivals or whatever you call it. I don't know the recruiting that he was supposed to come to Nebraska. Committed to Oregon State, of all places. Coached by one of the best offensive linemen that I went against in the pros and I got to watch in college. Probably had the most physical interior three when you had Dom Arriola, Russ Hochstein, and Tony Finotti in there. And they destroyed Tennessee with all their first-round picks. That's who coaches this young man. He decommitted last night, tweeted it out. Said he was 18 years old, you know, kind of jumped the gun a little bit. You guys think that means Nebraska's back in the building? So I assume it just came down to those two.
Kind of seems like it, doesn't it?
Hope so.
We Big need nasty, one of them. Pedigree.
Yeah.
Bring him.
And you know you coach right.
Mm-hmm. I'm down.
If you coach by Tone U, listen, Tone U had the biggest head. The two dudes that had the biggest heads I've ever seen, besides Nick Saner, and I hope you listen, Nick. Nick got a size 8, 9, and 8. Or 8, 9. Or anyways.
Bucket head.
Barbecue pit. Is David Dixon, who played for the Vikings. And Tony Finotti had the two biggest heads I've ever seen on humans. I mean, you
Dave
remember.
Butts. Oh my gosh, David Dixon.
Remember,
Dave Butts.
Remember, I never played against him.
Yeah, Butts had the biggest head I've ever seen.
But you also remember Aaron Gibson from Wisconsin?
Yep.
Yes. Those are the
three.
Yeah,
it was a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah,
was. He had to have a 19 neck just to hold that head.
He had a special. We were clowning him when he played for the Cowboys. He was like, man, we were riding over on the trolley. I was joking with dudes on their team. I was like, man, it looked like he got a barbecue, but like a smoker on top of his head. That thing is so big.
Boy, Dave Butts was the one. It was a thing, right? That because he would have his little son carry his helmet, and the helmet was bigger than his son.
Yeah, like dragging it on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. It was. As a matter of fact. Dave Butts' helmet made John Madden's All Madden team.
I did see that. Because also he had broke the face mask and had all the scars and the scratches on it.
Oh, he would never repaint it.
Yeah.
He would never do anything. Because he was just like, no, this is my badge. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, he had the biggest helmet.
Yeah. And I mean, but Tony had a big old head. He's a great dude. Very soft spoken. Doesn't do a lot of media stuff. So hopefully his connection, obviously with Nebraska and obviously Coach Donnie turns things in Nebraska, continue to get some linemen. I thought that was big news, considering that the linebacker Merritt, you know, decided to commit to Alabama. I don't think the door is closed on that.
Okay.
Because you know what happens when guys do that? And I know it because of Jermaine Johnson, you know, because I know Jermaine. Mm-hmm. I don't know why Nebraska didn't recruit him. Ended up going number 11 draft. But anyways, is that you get down there? They recruit you. You get that. You know. You. Hey, this is where they showing you tape. This is what I think you could do, right? So you think you coming in playing? You get down there. You see a lot of dudes that look just like you, and they move just like you, and they've been there.
They said Dave Butts wore. He literally wore a size
10,
an 8.
Yeah,
he was an 8, and his shoes were 7E.
That's like.
Yeah.
Triple wide.
7.
That's like Fred Flintstone feet.
7E.
You looked up Dave Dixon. How big was he?
Massive.
Yeah.
I closed out. Let me see if I can find here real quick.
David Dixon. Here's a funny story about David Dixon before we go to break. So I knew all the Vikings players just because that's where I lived in the offseason, right? And so we're playing these dudes.
6'5", 340.
Yeah. And that was being nice. Listen, so we're playing down in Houston, right? And Dave Dixon, he couldn't move side to side. But if he came out and he got a hold of you, I used to call him like Ram Man because he had these short arms, DP. And so he tried to launch at you and headbutt, knock you out, right? So they ran the play and, somebody tackled him. So I'm there. And he tried to come and ear hold me, Austin, and was horizontal. I just dipped back. I said, come on, player. You gonna really do your boy like that, man? I see y'all at Austin. You try to knock my head off like that, but I was running around him all day long, man. The best thing here's the best thing you do against big linemen like that can't move side to side. So when they come at you, you just stand there, because then they're gonna get down like they're gonna hit you, and then you just boop go right past them.
Kind of like the Matadors, right?
Yeah,
wipe the red cape.
But you have to make that noise, boop. You have to do the boop sound. It doesn't work.
Or you say bye you. I used to say that all the time, by you. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, put a bow on this Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, and Old School before we turn it over to Eastrick and Klesser and on WTF. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.